Dave, let's start with last night's dramatics. Lynn Abraham fainted during a debate on Channel 10 last night. She missed most of the event, but seemed okay afterward. You caught up with her today. What's this going to mean for her campaign?
Well, it's anything but good, Brad. You know, Abraham is 74. That was something that was mentioned when she was announced, but not really brought up much in media accounts since. But when she sank to the floor last night, things changed. Now, while she says she's fine and appears to be, perception can overtake reality. There were photos all over the media of her sprawled across the stage and many accounts in media stories in which analysts questioned whether her campaign would be viable. And this comes at a time when she's been in danger of falling behind the other candidates. So today she did what she had to do, which is to get right back on the campaign trail. She was at a breakfast forum this morning sponsored by the Build Philly Coalition. She seemed completely herself there, I thought, sharp and focused. I caught up with her afterward. She said the collapse on stage was a one-time thing. She said she'd been dehydrated because she hadn't drunk enough water and was undernourished.
I had a very small, and I mean very small, lunch, and then was off to the races for the rest of the day. So I'm really quite fine, and I'm staying in the race. So if anybody's wondering, I wouldn't drop out no matter what, no matter what.
And the big question, Brad, is can she raise money? She needs it to get on television, and she will need to convince potential donors her campaign's viable.
Okay. Another candidate, Anthony Williams, has run into some trouble with the city ethics board. That's not something you need in the middle of a campaign, is it?
No, you sure don't. The Williams campaign has agreed to pay $8,000 in fines and $27,000 in other costs in what's a pretty complicated case, really, stemming from the fact that last year Williams accepted big contributions to his state Senate campaign committee, then in November converted that committee to his vehicle for the mayor's race where there are contribution limits. So that's kind of sticky. This fight is over how much of that money the campaign can use for the mayoral effort. The campaign's lawyer, Adam Bonin, told me it essentially was an accounting dispute over the acceptable use of those big contributions.
We believe that we had handled them correctly. The board disagreed. We could have gone to court with this. We could have had an exciting hearing with their accountants and our accountants arguing with each other day after day. But the better course of action was to move on here.
So what's happened is the campaign has agreed it won't use $62,000 of those big checks for the mayor's race. Now, the ethics board agreed in these negotiations that while the campaign was out of compliance here, they're saying they were not cited for violating the law on that issue and not fined. But the campaign did admit to violations of law on other campaign finance matters, accepting some oversized individual contributions, some inaccurate filings and the like. Ethics Board Director Shane Creamer told me this stuff matters, and this settlement is a message to all candidates.
I think it demonstrates that the board is paying attention to the campaign finance disclosures and that we will vigorously follow up on potential violations and compliance issues, and that all candidates are abiding by the contribution limits.
So overall, Brad, not a good day for the Williams campaign.
So briefly, do these developments help any particular candidate in the race?
No question. It's Jim Kennedy, the former councilman. He had a great start to the week Monday when he got the endorsement, unexpectedly, of a coalition of African-American political leaders. And then the misfortune of these two other prominent candidates can only help Kenny. Good news for him.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.